I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. India's main commercial city, Mumbai, was the target of three bomb blasts in quick succession today. At least 20 people were killed and more than 100 were injured. The blasts all took place in crowded areas during rush hour. Indian officials haven't said who they think carried out the attacks. But Pakistan, which in the past has been accused of backing terrorist attacks in India, rushed to condemn today's bombings. The New York Times' Vikas Bajaj is in Mumbai. And Vikas, you were at the scene of one of the blasts. What did you see?
The blast took place at a bus stop, and the bus stop was badly burned, though still standing. Some of the shop windows around the blast area had blown out, and so there was glass scattered on the sidewalk. This particular area, Dadar, is very close to a busy train station where the three lines of the Bombay commuter train system meet. This is obviously happening during rush hour, and so there was a lot of people jostling back and forth trying to get to the station and back. And there were also a lot of bystanders who were trying to see what was going on and watching the police do their work.
Where in Mumbai did the other two blasts occur? Were they also in crowded locales?
Yeah, the other two were downtown. One was in Jhaveri Bazaar, which is a jewelry shop area where the diamond trade functions. The other one is the Opera House, which is not too far away from Jhaveri Bazaar. And it's also a very, very busy area, very close to the central business district.
Now, Mumbai, as our listeners know, is no stranger to terrorism, but there haven't been coordinated attacks like these since the terrorist attacks in 2008 at the Taj and Oberoi hotels. What security upgrades have there been since then?
Well, they've put visibly more police officers in busy locations like train stations, and the hotels, for instance, have significantly stepped up their security. You can't really just drive up to the hotels anymore. You have to get off before, and your car gets checked thoroughly if it's let into the hotel compound. But, you know, guarding a place like Dadar or Opera House or Jhaveri Bazaar is very difficult. There's not much you can do. These are very busy pedestrian areas out in the open. I don't think there has been a visible change in the security there. Perhaps there are more police officers out and about.
India blames Pakistan for the previous attacks in 2008. Are authorities saying anything about who may be behind these attacks?
There's no official word yet on who committed these attacks. You know, one of the groups that has been mentioned is this group called the Indian Mujahideen, which is a homegrown terrorist outfit, if you will. And, you know, there are obviously the Pakistani-based outfits like Lashkar-e-Taiba, which is held responsible, or at least alleged to be responsible for the previous attack on Mumbai.
Now, India and Pakistan suspended peace negotiations after that 2008 attack, but these negotiations have resumed in recent days, and apparently the foreign ministers of the two countries are scheduled to meet later this month. Do you think these attacks will affect those talks?
Presumably, yes, if there is a link proven back to Pakistan. I think if it's shown to be something that's more homegrown, those relationships and those meetings should not be affected. But it's really too early to say what impact this will have, and perhaps not.
The New York Times, Vikas Bajaj, speaking with us from Mumbai. Vikas, thank you so much.
Thank you.